Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. Today, the Church gives us beautiful readings again at Mass. Of course, that's probably redundant. The Word of God is beautiful, everything about it, because it reveals the mind, the heart of God, God's plan, God's purpose, and reveals His Son. Today, we remember the life of St. John Chrysostom, bishop and doctor of the Church. First reading is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. And I just want to read it, and I'll come back and just circle into certain, what I think the heart of the passage is for us today. So it says, "Beloved, first of all, I ask that supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings be offered to everyone, for kings and for all the authority, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. This is good and pleasing to God our Savior, who wills everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there's also one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. This was the testimony at the proper time. For this I was appointed preacher and apostle. I'm speaking the truth, and I'm not lying, teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. It is my wish, then, that in every place men should pray, lifting up holy hands, without anger or argument." Boy, what a great exhortation for the Church today. In the upheavals of our culture and in the Church, there's lots of anger, lots of arguments. And he gives us a fundamental direction of how we're meant to include in our daily prayers kings and rulers, presidents and senators and congressmen, those who are in the political world. We should be, as frustrating as some of them might be to us, we should pray for them each day and offer up supplications and prayers, because whether they know it or not, they're also living in a spiritual battle. And whether they know it or not, they need help from God. And the Lord wants to help them. Because why? Because he wants human beings to be able to live quiet and tranquil lives. That's not exactly what's happening in our culture today, but it's rare for it to happen in society anywhere in the world today. There's a whole shaking going on. There's a lot of political disruption going on. It's a difficult and a challenging time. So this is a very important time to be praying for all of those who are in leadership, and not just the ones we like or the ones we follow. Let's pray for all of them. And then not only pray that they fulfill their responsibilities and have the right commitment to justice and to lead in a way that brings about peace, but also, this passage then follows. Paul says, this is good and pleasing to God our Savior, to offer up these prayers and supplications to him. And why? In part because God desires everyone to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So we're praying not only that they can fulfill the responsibilities, but that they can be saved. Dr. Peter Kreeft, a number of times over the years, has expressed, I think, a very sobering but important thought. He said, it's important for all of us, especially Christians, to remember and Catholics to remember the fundamentals. And the fundamental reality, the prophetic understanding of reality, is clear. There's two main forces at work in the earth. There's the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness, God's kingdom and the kingdom of the enemy, the kingdom of Satan. And the only true gold on the earth is human beings. Everything else in this world is going to pass away. But what will not pass away are eternal creatures, those who bear the image of God. And so the biggest thing going on in the earth is the contesting of these kingdoms for eternal souls, for human beings, for their salvation. For God so loved the world, he gave his only Son, that whoever believed in him would not die but have everlasting life. It's another way of expressing the passage that Paul's talking to in the letter to Timothy. Everyone, God desires that all would be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. It doesn't mean that because he desires it, everybody's already saved. That's a whole other issue. But some people make that mistake. The reality is that each life is being contested for, and the Church has a mission to bring the gospel and the word of salvation to everybody in the world. But that movement of sharing and fulfilling the Great Commission has to be undergirded with hearts that are deeply united to the Lord in prayer, hearts that understand that at the end of the day, God needs to act, that the Lord desires his people to participate in the work of salvation in part through our prayers and our intercession, to unite your heart to the Lord's heart, my heart to the Lord's heart, and that this desire that's in the heart of God, he wants that to be in us, that we would have such a desire. And praying for it each day, praying for political leaders and other people in our life that we know do not know God, what that does, that prayer, over time as we pray, it begins to change us. And it's worth saying, Lord, you may not be motivated to pray for people you don't like or political leaders you don't like. To say, Lord, that's a limitation in my own life. It's a part of the sin and condition, Lord, the concupiscence that's still operating in my life. I can't get over the hump that I don't like them and I'm angry at them. But just because I'm angry, and righteous anger can be a right thing, obviously at the right time. But the Lord doesn't want us to live in anger in such a way that we're not fulfilling his call in our lives, and that we still must operate in cooperating with the Holy Spirit at the service of love. And Jesus was very clear. He said, love those who hate you. Pray for those who persecute you. And so there's really no limit to the heart cry that the Lord wants us to have to share in his desire and his intercession with the Father to bring people to salvation. And salvation includes coming to the knowledge of the truth. And we are living at a time, friends, of great spiritual battle, in a time of darkness. And one of the reasons you can tell it's a time of darkness is there's tremendous deception worldwide in many ways. And throughout the culture, there's a lack of knowledge of the truth, the definite article, the truth. The foundation of all being itself is the truth, and that's God. So there's the denial of God, there's the denial of Christ, there's the denial of accepting. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. God the Father, the Creator, has made a way for human beings to come out of that darkness, come out of the dominion of the kingdom of darkness, and to come into the light of truth, which is the kingdom of God. That's the road to salvation. And the Lord desires that all come to the knowledge of the truth, and ultimately that means knowledge of the truth about his Son. Not only that God exists, not only the truth that we didn't make ourselves, we didn't create the cosmos, that there is a design and there's a purpose there. So on the level of natural law, the level of our conscience, there's truth being communicated to us through reason, through our conscience, and then of course through the proclamation of the gospel and the grace of God's work in our lives. All of that, human beings were made to acknowledge it, to respond to it, to cooperate wholeheartedly with it, to be animated by the truth, to love the truth, and to will the truth, and to will the good, right? And so that's the vocation of a human being. And Jesus is the centerpiece of the truth that Paul's talking about here, the knowledge of the truth about the one through whom all things were made, the one who is our Savior, the one who called himself the way, the truth, and the life. Then Paul underlines, he says, for there is one God, that's true. And there's also one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. Jesus mediates to us in a way no one else ever has in fullness. Jesus said, to see me is to see the Father. The Father and I are one in the same. We know that God is three persons in one, right? Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Jesus took on human flesh in the incarnation, became one of us to bear witness to who is the Father, the revelation of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So this is the fundamental ground of all reality. This is the truth that saves. It's saving truth to know Christ and to know what he says about reality and how he diagnoses your life in the context of the world that was created for him and by him, and the need we all have to be saved and be brought into relationship with God the Father. So again, Paul's saying, for there is one God, and there's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. Ransom means to buy back. He laid down his life. He made his life as an offering so that human beings, he made us capable. He rendered us able to be saved because of his sacrifice. And what's so amazing is that at the core of the truth that Jesus revealed, we'll see it more this week and some other passages as well, that the fundamental truth that's revealed is not only that God exists and that God is just and that God is all-powerful, things like that, but God is love. And God is a communion of love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So the deepest thing that's being revealed in the life of Jesus is that the core of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is self-donating love. The whole of creation is an expression of the bursting forth of the love of God in creating us and making us creatures who can live in relationship with Him. It's absolutely awesome. And Jesus comes to us, and here he reveals the Father. He reveals to us that we're children of the Father and that he wants to give us his experience of living with the Father. He gives us his Spirit. He makes it possible through his death and resurrection and his ascension to the right hand of the Father, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit for human beings to be baptized into, to be plunged into the life that he himself has lived and made possible for us, which begins with dealing with the sin problem. And in baptism, we're united to the cross of Jesus, that the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin, and he gives us the Holy Spirit, so we're able to be united to God. Thanks be to God, friends. That's how he ransomed us. That's how he brought us back. That's why Jesus is the only mediator. He's the only Savior. There is no other Savior. There's no other philosophy. Nothing in this world can save us but the love of God in Christ Jesus in his life, passion, death, and resurrection. So Paul goes on, he says, this was the testimony at the proper time. For this I was appointed preacher and apostle. I love that he said, I'm speaking the truth and I'm not lying. He's declaring the fact of what he's been called to, what his vocation is. And he's called to preach. And he's called to be an apostle, one who travels and builds Christian communities and a foundation stone of the church along with the 12. Let's pray today, friends, that we can see the reality of how the Lord is calling each one of us in this time to follow in his footsteps, beginning by offering daily supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings. Be offered for everyone, for kings and for all in authority, as well as our families and well as leaders in the church, that we would be a people who do this regularly each day. And one of the things that can help do is make space in our lives to be able to be in deeper communion with the Lord and to receive from him. And it means being able to push away the noise of life that is just unhelpful. And the negative energy that's in the world, the anger, the rage, the confusion, the constant talking, the constant anxiety. It's neurotic what's going on in the culture in so many ways. But the Lord wants us to walk in peace. And that comes from being united with him in prayer and following the leadership of the Holy Spirit who leads us in that prayer. God bless you, friends. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much-needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.